welcome to another edition of X-Ray with Dr. Tom Pritchard. This week on X-Ray, we have a very special match from 1986 when Saturday night's main event was a pretty regular feature for WWE, and two of the feature performers back then would be Jake the Snake Roberts and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Both of these guys, the classic heel and the classic babyface. Jake had been running around with Damien, his huge python snake, and delivering the DDT to his opponents and putting the snake on him at the very end, and freaking not only his opponent out, but the fans and the people watching this event happen. Dragon had been DDT'd on the concrete floor by Jake and was looking for revenge. And in this match, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat said and promised everyone that he had a surprise for Jake the Snake. So we're going to go ahead and watch it with Jake and Ricky in the ring right now, waiting for the bell, and here we go. The Dragon has brought a sack to ringside, similar to what Damien was being carried in. And the story here is the classic babyface, Ricky Steamboat, was a classic babyface, and Jake was a classic heel. And he knew in the beginning of the match, you make your babyface. And it wasn't hard to make a guy like Ricky Steamboat, and especially with a heel like Jake. But the story in this match is Jake has Damien in a bag at ringside. No one knows what Steamboat has in his bag, in his corner. But Ricky's trying to pull Jake over to see the bag, and Jake slaps at the bag just to tell that story. He's not sure what's in there. And the commentators let you know that something was moving in the bag, so it has to be alive. And everything they do as far as the technical part of the match is all just the backdrop for the finish. And beautiful arm drag by Ricky Steamboat. Ricky was a guy who, again, along with guys like Ricky Morton, who just knew how to be that part. They were authentic. And now Jake kicking at the bag, watching it move, and no one's sure what's in there except Steamboat. Nobody knows. So that is the story. Even though Ricky has the arm bar, all Jake is doing is what we call registering. Just acknowledging that Ricky's in control. Setting everything up for the finish. I think at this time, this angle and feud with Steamboat and Jake probably had captured everyone's imagination. And for reasons like this, standing on the top rope, and a huge splash only to meet, only to have Jake raise his knees and Steamboat crash and burn. But watch the selling by both men. Again, we're setting the stage for the finish, and Jake knows with Damien in his corner, if he gets his snake, it could be the end for Steamboat. But Steamboat's crawling for his bag, and that was the story of this match. Steamboat sold everything so well. There was never any waste of motion. He knew how to sell with his facials and knew how to sell up and get sympathy from the crowd. You know, Jake, starting out in Calgary, starting up Stampede Wrestling, was a pretty basic wrestler, and he knew his fundamentals. He knew how to get from point A to point C, but as he progressed and went along, he developed the psychology. He understood taking his time. He understood if you did something devastating and let it breathe, like he's doing right here with Ricky Steamboat, you would get more of a reaction. You get more fulfillment out of the match. And that's what these guys are doing here too. Taking their time, letting everyone digest and see what they're doing. I don't think there's any bigger contrast than the pure baby face of Ricky Steamboat and the pure evil of Jake Roberts. Working the midsection, and Jake didn't forget that Ricky came off the top rope and met Jake's knees, and Jake's working him over. Maybe he has cracked ribs, who knows, but that's the idea, that's the way to think. A lot of guys these days will miss a turnbuckle and crash and burn and forget about the body part they're working. Both of these guys were masters at understanding where they were in the ring, where they were in the match, and what body part they needed to work. Steamboat slowly starting that comeback. And the chops meant everything. Everything he did. Everything the babyface did in this match. Now watch Steamboat dragging his leg, selling. Not dying, but selling. Getting sympathy. Having people empathize. Having people want to cheer you on. Having people want to see you overcome. And Jake showing the frustration. Beautiful story. Beautiful story and body language here. And once again, listen to the crowd. Watch the crowd in the background. Even if you don't hear the commentary, you can tell what's going on. Now Steamboat stunned with that inverted atomic drop. Both guys taking their time. Both guys down, in essence. And Jake's had it. He's going to put him away right here. Watch this move. Crucifix. And a quick win. But Jake's not hurt. Jake wasn't incapacitated. Watch this. He's not going to do anything except give Steamboat a knee to the back. Jake was still up. It was a simple move. Now remember, Jake has already DDT'd the Dragon on the cement floor. And what's he going to do here? He's already given him a knee in the back. Now he's going to crush him in the turnbuckle or the steel post. Three times into the post, and now we're going to see Damian come out of the bag. And it's that plotting, it's that deliberation or deliberate movement. Deliberation, yeah, you want to do that too. But going to get Damian, you have the camera on Jake. Everyone else can see Steamboat going to his bag slowly. Getting what he's got out. And look at this huge snake. But Steamboat has something in store, and here we go. You still see Jake Roberts on your camera, but now Steamboat has a dragon of his own. And I got to tell you, that Jake freaked a lot of people out with that snake. Because it was a real deal. But Steamboat now has something to combat it. That was a story. What a better way to tell it than on Saturday Night Live or Saturday Night Main Event. And these guys continue throughout the country having their angle, having their feud, having to bring a snake and iguana or lizard or whatever it was. I'm not really quite sure. But that was a contrast between that time in the business, that time of professional wrestling, and back in the days when you had to wrestle and tell a story that way. They still told their story in the ring, but they added to it. And it was a presentation. It was the drama. It was the anticipation of what does he have in the bag? We know what this guy has in the bag. Great match, great performers, and they elicited emotion and feeling from the crowd. We're going to take a look back next time at another match that elicits emotion and feeling from a crowd. And hopefully it'll elicit some emotion and feeling from you too. Next time here on X-Ray.